how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger. Rick Adams is on.
Well, hello, everyone. We are on the air on this Saturday edition. As we know, Saturday is the one day of the week that we are on. And by the grace of God Almighty, here we are today. Saturday today is August 26th, 2017, the last time I checked. And we're going to have a special program again today. Art will be with us later in the second hour. And the first hour, we have someone we haven't really had on yet, but met him a number of years ago. And I'll tell you about him in just a moment. But first, as always, I like to set the agenda and begin by looking at the Word of God, the Scriptures in Samuel, 1 Samuel. Believe it or not, I went from Genesis to 1 Samuel, and now, of course, I'm in chapter 12, 13. For Samuel in all of these months since the beginning of the year. And in 1 Samuel chapter 7, you know, first off, the fact is that Samuel is starting to get a little bit old. People are beginning to get restless. His sons are not following in his footsteps. And good old Samuel, you know, winds up with the Lord saying unto him, well, hearken unto the voice of the people, all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, Samuel, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. They want a king, Samuel. They want a man king. They're looking for a political leader. They're looking for a president, a congressman, a senator who will lead them. And where he will lead them, oh boy, he tells us in the subsequent verses, and in verse 11 of chapter 8 of Samuel. And he said, well, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots. He'll go all over the globe and fight and fight and fight for him, the king. And the bankers and the powerful Kenites that were working their way into the house of Israel. Sons of Israel. So, you know what? Boy, I'll tell you, it sounds a little familiar today, doesn't it? Quite a bit. So, with that note, I want to bring up now my guest the first hour or so, Mr. Paul Angel, who, as many of you know, has been a contributor to the American Free Press for a number of years. Met Paul at the Barnes Review TBR Spotlight, American Free Press, actually, convention following the incident of 9/11. I guess it was 2003. And I want to welcome you, Paul, to the program. Howdy.
How you doing, Rick? Nice to be here, although Samuel, he's a tough act to follow.
Well, yeah, you know, it's true. And, you know, we don't have many people today, I guess, that can stand up with the vigor, that can preach the word and tell it like it is and be, you know, witnesses in these days in which we live, these great days of apostasy and, you know, of hard times, you know, on this world scene. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for your columns because, you know, we certainly don't always see eye to eye, and, you know, the American Free Press has changed over the years, and Willis is no longer with us, but you know what? It's just about the only voice among a few that has basically stayed the course over the years, wouldn't you say?
Well, that is true, and I must say I have had the honor of working with some pretty amazing people. You mentioned Willis Carter, but there's a few more that aren't with us here. Michael Collins Piper wrote 20 or 30 books in the New World Order and Zionist Power. Victor Thorne, who wrote, you know, multiple numbers of books and wrote weekly columns. I got to work with Jim Traffic, and I got to work with the Bilderberg Hound, Jim Tucker, on a weekly basis when he and I put out the paper. And Vince Ryan, who's getting a little bit older now, but as I send out a little message to him to get well, he worked in with as far back as the Spotlight, because we, before we started American Free Press, most of us were working at the Spotlight, a paper that at one point in time had 375,000 subscribers, which at that point in time, I think, if I'm not doing my math wrong, was one out of 100 people in this country. And, you know, over the years, we've asked for FOIA requests, and it was amazing at that point in time in the 70s and early 80s, I believe, the infatuation they had with the Spotlight, the federal government, and the FBI, reams of pages, so worried that an alternative point of view might get out to the people. And I think we're visiting that exact situation right now. There is absolutely a jihad, we'll say, against alternative news media. Anybody who dares speak any word differently than what's coming out from the people in D.C. and around the world, and the George Soroses of the world, who want only their message to be heard, because, Rick, it's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Well, you know, the question I have is, if they feel so confident that they have the truth and the way and the light, pardon the expression, then what are they afraid of?
Well, that's a good question, because the truth is a real threat to their power. I mean, I also work for the Barnes Review History Magazine. My function at American Free Press is occasional writing, promotional writing, but I'm their graphic designer and art director, and I make sure all this stuff looks good when it goes out the door. Mm-hmm. But the first thing they attacked at the Barnes Review was anything that was at all at odds with the established historical line on World War II, specifically the Holocaust. And that's where they came for us at the Barnes Review. And of course, they have all these little names that they like to brand you with right now. Of course, there's the people against us, allegedly, or the Antifa or Antifa, the anti-fascists. We must be fascists. But at the Barnes Review, we were alleged to be Holocaust deniers and anti-Semites, both, we were called. Interestingly, it would be nice if they could define these terms. Frederick Tobin, one of my writers, has been locked up in multiple countries for voicing his opinion and facts about what he thought really happened in World War II, et cetera, and the Holocaust. Went to court recently because he felt he had been defamed because he was called a Holocaust denier and an anti-Semite. Well, they said he was actually, I think, suing for defamation of character. The judge in Australia, where they have strict laws against freedom of speech, which are coming here, said he had no reputation to be defamed because he was a Holocaust denier and an anti-Semite. But what Fred was looking for were definitions of terms. If we could define what these terms really meant, like what an anti-Semite really was, or what a Holocaust denier was, or what a fascist in their idea really means, it would be helpful for us, because then obviously it would be easier for us to explain to others why we aren't any of the things that they say. But I'll tell you, they're scared of the truth. We know that. And it's just probably why they have gone on this massive offensive, as you know, is probably because Trump called out the mainstream news media as being a bunch of fake news purveyors, which we have been saying at American Free Press and Spotlight before it. I wasn't there in the very early days of the Spotlight, but Willis Cardo and the other people, some of the people I mentioned, Jim Tucker and Vince Ryan and others, some great people had come through there, by the way, big name people, John Rarick, congressman, people were associating with the Spotlight at the time. But it's a dangerous thing, and putting out the truth is something we always want to do. And since Trump has called them fake media, let's face it, he's also called politicians bought and paid for, you know, minions of the globalists. And I don't know if he's used that exact terminology, but we know what he means. They can't let that go on. They cannot. Their whole money-making machine, their whole control, their whole lock on the truth, on what news, or at least alternative opinions. We're not even saying sometimes that we know have every single answer. We're just trying to give you the facts and tell you that those facts might lead you to a different conclusion than they're leading us around, trying to, at least the American public, by the nose. Yeah, so I think that they have to crush Trump, number one, because he has called them out and exposed them as a bunch of liars. And we saw this recently as one example in Charlottesville, Virginia. I live in Virginia. I live pretty close to Charlottesville. We had people on the ground there for both organizations, the Barnes Review and American Free Press, reporting. We generally try to be neutral observers, but we're not going to be so neutral that we're not giving you our point of view. If you want the point of view of the mainstream media or the powers that be, well, just turn on ABC, NBC, CBS, whatever you can, and you'll see their point of view. So there's no need for us to be exceptionally unbiased. But what we saw there was so completely at odds with reality, it was shocking. And it's happened, I think, since Trump was elected. But before that, in a different narrative, was the whole, it started with Trayvon Martin. I won't get into that particular one. I'll just talk about Charlottesville. But from what we saw and what we photographed and what we experienced there in Charlottesville was an absolute fictional novel put out to by the left, the far left mostly. Not all people on the left are bad, not all people on the right. But these people are far left, and they basically have laid down the battle lines. You're either far left, anti-fascist, pro-men going to the bathroom in women's rooms, and pro-abortion, and whatever, you know, anti-handgun, everything else that was in the Constitution. I guess the Founding Fathers would have been considered fascist by these people. Oh, but you're either with them 100% or you're a Nazi. And I think
The funny thing is that this is actually Leninism in the 21st century. 100 years ago, in March of 1917, these Bolsheviks, well organized, well financed, as you know, by the House of Rothschild and Kuhn Loeb in New York and Paris and so forth, they were financing these terrorists who were organizing opposition to the government there. And what they were considered to be, the people on the street on all sides, were, as Lenin said, useful idiots. They were used to accomplish the deeds of the supremacists at the time, the communist, Marxist, bankster, gangster supremacists, who were orchestrating these events so that they could overthrow the so-called aristocracy, as they had done in France. You see, it's the same formula, it's the same group of people, and it's the same lineage as well, as I see. So what we have today is a replication, I believe, of that movement on the streets of America. Now, Trump, people could argue, yeah, he's part of the dialectic. He was put in by, the Jews for that reason, so on and so forth. Others say, no, he managed to elude it all, and he's there, and he's fighting them. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is, in my opinion, is that he is a lightning rod that is being used as a battle shield against us. Not him, per se, but against the great American, Caucasian, Israelite people of the Bible, the true children of God here in this country who are being destroyed from within. And we have the battle lines drawn again, the South against the North and the, Manassas. And we have Manasseh in the Bible. And, we have the other tribes and the tribes of the birthright children, Joseph's children, in the North fighting it all over. And who financed that? Same people that finance Bolshevism, the bankster gangsters, and the Rockefellers, and the Rothschild family. So, in my view here today, we have that Leninist revolution playing out on the streets. They run the media, as you said, quite honestly. I think most Americans now who have any brain matter left at all can see that that is the case. The media are totally bankrupt. And we thank God that Trump actually has served to bring all of that out. They have no morals, no integrity, no honesty, no values whatsoever. They really and truthfully are a caricature of themselves. So that's the funny thing. Now, the other part of it is the LCD factor, lowest common denominator. Have they not dumbed down the masses so much? Some people, they have reached the point where it doesn't matter. Don't care what the public thinks. And we're going to do our thing because we have no choice. It's like, the scorpion has to sting. That's his job. That's his nature. And that's what we're dealing with. So anyway, just my two cents in all of it to see how you would react. What do you think?
Listen, Trump is not necessarily the savior. We're the only people who are going to save ourselves, and this means all of us together. And one of the things I know is that they do pit the Americans against Americans, black against white, brown, white, whatever it may be. They do not want us working together. And they do this, and how do they do this? They control the message, and they've controlled the message very effectively here. I hope that the average American does not turn on the news and believe what they see, because they better not, because they're getting led down the wrong path here. Now, Trump is a lightning rod, and I think he has brought out and issues and said things that no other president would have. And I can't think that he would have been a willing tool in this, because he's a billionaire. There is no upside for him. He is probably, when he comes out of this, I doubt very highly that he is going to have anything but trouble with his financial interests and possibly his family. He'll be under attack for many, many years. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I do know that one of the things that the forces working to control the world, and yes, the rise that George Soros said, he's not working alone. The Rothschilds own a great portion of the world. They love mayhem. They thrive on mayhem. They don't want us getting along. We could find common ground with Black Lives Matter on some issues. For instance, we've always believed that the police, and at least in the past decades, have gone from peace officers to law enforcement officers, and they've been over-militarized. Many of them have been sent to Israel, for instance. I don't know if they get sent to other countries for training, but in Israel, they treat them that the people on the streets are the enemy. The good people stay inside and hide in their houses. Black Lives Matter could have reached common ground with us, but the heroes that they chose for us, the heroes of their movement, were the Freddie Grays of Baltimore, who was a 27-time arrested heroin and crack dealer, who was considered by his black neighbors and the black people of the community as a menace to their society, or the Michael Brown, the large fellow, who had knocked over the liquor store for just a couple of cigars. I guess that's a minor thing, but he had assaulted the owner there, and he had walked down the middle of the street and refused to listen to police, et cetera, et cetera. You get my point. They're holding up the very worst of their movement for us, and I think that the powers that be know that that's a great thing, because we can never support that. We could have supported the idea of police over police brutality used, say, in the Tamir Rice case, the 12-year-old child who was waving the gun. I think that was handled terribly. Or the man who was behind on a black man who was behind on his divorce payments and tried to run away, and they shot him in the back. I mean, come on, you don't shoot a man in the back. Let him get away. Find him another time. It's certainly not worth his life to bring him into court because he's behind on his child support. You know what I mean? So they're not going to allow us. That mainstream media is part and parcel of the problem from the very beginning. If you take away the mainstream media and you would allow people to go to the internet, say, and see what's interesting, to experiment with the news, to see what they like, what they don't like, what they might agree with, to find an alternative view, I think people would have been much better educated. But as you and I know, what happens is their control over all this narrative goes well beyond that, because they plant phonies on the internet, disinformation specialists. They have down at on the ground in Charlottesville, for instance, in which, from what I could tell, guys who were very far right, but were interested in simply marching and would have done so peacefully, were attacked by the left, leftists. Some of the leftists here were good, too, honestly, but they were throwing the usual thing, the stuff that smells like urine and feces. I'm not sure if it is. Some people said it was, but they do have a substance that smells like sour milk, urine and feces on them. And they were hitting them with all kinds of mace, bear mace, et cetera, et cetera. But I saw something interesting just to show you how they work and to show you where you can't really trust anybody. Is if somebody sent me a link to a recent interview with an unnamed FBI agent or FBI source, I guess it was, who said that the Federal Bureau of Investigation will not be investigating either side of this issue because they have too many informants and might be exposed on both sides of the issue. So at any rate, I caution people, but listen, try as many news outlets as you possibly can, and see which ones you believe are actually giving the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Yes, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We've had, of course, some interference, as usual, and also some phone linkage interference. But anyway, the powers that be, as we're talking about now with our guest Paul Angel, are not very happy, and they do not allow dissent. And, you know, Paul, that's what I was just leading into now, is this so-called anti-bigotry, anti-fascism movement is actually a form of probably the highest form of bigotry that one can even contemplate. Intellectual bigotry, bigotry of the mind, of the thinking process. And so we're seeing that play out, as I said, as it was in Bolshevik Russia, no?
Absolutely. I'm not sure when we got cut off there, if you missed my 20-minute dissertation, but you're exactly 100% right. It's the labels they're laying on us. We're not all fascists. I mean, look, go online and find out what fascism truly is. Fascism is probably what they are practicing most closely, which would be a totalitarian control of freedom of speech and opinion. Right. American Free Press has always welcomed dissenting opinion. We publish all kinds of letters. Letters attacking us, letters of praising us. But the points that you made up made recently about the method of operation of attacking nations, it's scary, Rick. I mean, it was, as you said, Bolshevik Russia, but it was also, as you mentioned to me in a phone conversation, we had 1930s Germany.
In Germany, they did the same thing. Yes, they did. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, very few people realized that there were tens of thousands, I believe, people killed on the streets of 1930s Germany by communists. There were bombings. There was terrorism. Here in the early 1900s in our own country, there was an anarchist movement in which they blew the face off Wall Street with a cart bomb. They didn't have a car at a particular point in time they could use, but they hooked up explosives into a horse-drawn cart and blew it up. Thousands of people were killed. A school was blown up. And so this has been going on for some time. And I always do tell people who are scared now, because people are scared. And I say, don't be scared. We've lived through worse things than this. For instance, when, and you're a little bit older than me, but not much, we know in our youth that we saw the way we thought that politicians ended their careers was assassination, right? You had Bobby Kennedy, you had JFK, you had Martin Luther King, you had Malcolm X, you had George Wallace getting shot and crippled. You had cities on fire in this country, and we lived through it. So, you know, the occasional shooting, the occasional knifing, the occasional bombing, whatever it may be, we just simply cannot be scared of this because that's what they want. And we have gone through tougher times. And we will go through tougher times. Now, unfortunately, and I don't know if I'm right about this or not, but the advent of the internet and television, the ability for the manipulators of the truth, the people who want to stay in power and make a ton of money off average citizens of the world, have a much easier time of broadcasting these lies all over the place, which brings us back to the attacks on American Free Press in the Barnes Review. Why do they want, not just us too, I mean, just about everybody but Alex Jones. Why would they want, well, poor Alex, he's doing a heck of a job. He's got a great professional organization, but he will stay on the news because he's going to be the approved, I do believe he'll be the approved alternative news outlet. But that being said, I don't want to denigrate him because I do feel that he has done a professional job. Anyway, the point is they have to get rid of all this. There's tens of thousands of websites and maybe tens of thousands of fake websites. And there's tens of thousands of phony stories and real stories and people on the scene and cell phones and cameras and everything else that we've been able to capture the real news on devices that we never thought were imaginable in my youth, the iPad, the iPhone, the cell phone. And our kids will have access to information, and they need to be taught how to filter through what's real and what's not. Unfortunately, as you and I know, one of the places we have a hard time getting as organizations, and RBN probably has the same problem, although it might be a little better, I think, at least the kids can come home and get on the websites and listen. But at schools, it's the public school system. They get them when they're little kids, and we can't get in those schools to counter the really, I think, ultra-liberal education they're getting from at least that to the university level. Then when the university level hits, you might as well forget it. You have free speech zones, which go from an acre to a block to a square meter, you know, with a sign that says, you can't, don't listen to this guy, right? He's a hater or whatever. But in those school systems, I mean, throughout, it's amazing how the liberal message has, I should say ultra-liberal message, has permeated it.
All right, Paul Angel, take a little breath now. We'll come right back in just a few. We have another break and plenty of time to talk, folks. And the American Free Press is still alive and, well, pretty well, actually. We'll be right back. Rick Adams.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. A global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, we're back now, folks, with our guest, Paul Angel. Very exciting, Paul. There's so much I'd like to get to, so I'll try to interject a few things. You were just concluding on a point. If you want to continue, go ahead.
Well, the only point is that people need to be out there, and we need to be supporting all alternative media you can possibly, because right now it's under attack like never before, and it would be under attack unless it was a threat. So I'll throw that back to you, Rick, and you're obviously a threat to the powers that be. Take it from here.
You know, I am a threat only insofar as I am a messenger of the Word of God here, and I don't profess to be, a prophet or anybody special. It's just that when I speak something and I feel a conviction in my heart, as I do, then all hell, pardon the pun, breaks loose. People become unglued. They get upset. I don't know how many people have broken their television sets because of my local public access program on cable TV, which we post on YouTube. But, I say that people can only attack because they hate the truth. And if they hate the truth, it's all about hating God, as far as I'm concerned. Satan and his children on this planet who are orchestrating events, they do hate God. And that's what Jesus said to them. So when we're dealing with these religious factors, we must understand that the secular world is one thing, but undergirding all of this, we must look at the broader context, and that is where we are in history, who we are as a people. And that, I think, Paul, is really what this attack is all about. The vandalization, the terrorism against statues and placards and murals and even gravestones now will be desecrated, all in the name of stamping out what is called racism by NBC and so forth. They have this interview on NBC right now with the Antifa leader, one of the professors at Dartmouth, you see, and I'm reading that as I'm going along. But the fact of the matter is that this is what they're all about: violence, terror, murder if they can get away with it, and setting up the other side of the dialectic, which is supposed to be the Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, the Minutemen, all of the other white supremacists, and outside of a handful of hooligans, basically they're white nationalists if they call themselves that. There are people who are white, and they're proud of what they are, and I don't find any problem with that. I certainly, you know, am not in favor of any violence or any kind of attacks on anybody physically or to do harm. It's just a matter of preaching your point of view. All points of view should be heard. But this is what they say to us, Paul. The media and the media bosses tell us that we won World War II because we stood up against what they call fascism. Now, let me just sum up my case on how pathetically corrupt these minions are. In this morning's local paper, I was reading about this documentary filmmaker, Tim Gray, who was a former sportscaster here in my area. And this is what this G. Wayne Miller, who writes for the Journal Bulletin, we call him G. Wiz Miller, this is how he starts off his first paragraph, all right? Listen to this now. Listen to how false it is. Documentary filmmaker Tim Gray is America's preeminent storyteller, that's the only true word, of those that, you know, Tom Brokaw famously called the greatest generation, the American women and men of World War II, who at the cost of much blood and treasure helped defeat fascism. And they say, he says, the despicable movement, now get this, the despicable movement responsible for an estimated 60 million or more deaths, including 6 million in the Holocaust, believers in that movement's ideology carried Nazi flags this month in Charlottesville. Now, did you notice the most blatant statement of falsification there?
60 million and 6 million?
Well, yeah, but flags. You notice that that was laid at the doorstep of fascism and not the Allies?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Well, listen, when I hear 60 million, I don't even think about that. The 60 million figure is the number of white Christians who were slaughtered by the Soviets and the Bolsheviks. And the 6 million figure is just a figure that is nearly laughable now, if I can get myself in trouble for saying so. But yes, it's interesting you should mention the greatest generation, because the one article in the many years of the Barnes Review of all the 159 issues we've put out times 10 stories an issue, the one that garnered the most attention and the most vilification from mainstream sources like that was called The Greatest Generation, Why It Wasn't. I think it was by a guy named Alex Perry.
Yes, and I had Alex Perry Jr. on this program several times, as a matter of fact.
There you go. But, I mean, listen, the manipulation of history in general is how they get at, how they wipe out your national and cultural and racial identity. What did Orwell say? He who controls the present controls the past, and he who controls the past controls the future. Is that how it went? Whatever it is, that's what they're doing now. But you make a very good point, Rick, that you and I can sit there and be on a march, and we have no problems with dissenting opinion. If they disagree with us, they can yell and scream at us, and we don't care, because we are invigorated by freedom of speech. We protect freedom of speech. We understand how important it is and how this is important, really, the human soul and your intellect. But on the other hand, just listening to their attempt to crush down free thought, the very idea that they're not going to even allow you to think things that will be at odds with their narrative. And I have no doubt that in the future they will have devices that can find out when you're going to a rally whether or not you are really believing what you're saying, or if you're on the sidelines listening, that whether or not you have thoughts that are at odds with what they want. And, you know, George Orwell must have had a time machine, because so much of what he said is true. But the corruption in liberal academia, this thing you've just read us, is truly outlandish. But we used to think that the reason we sent our kids off to universities was so that they could learn how to have a discourse in logic and discuss things with people. But even these poor kids going to school now, the ones who get it, the ones that don't, I haven't got a cure for them except to give them what they want and find out how horrible it's going to be. But the other ones are too scared to say anything for fear that their grades might be affected in some way, which is how they end up demonstrating their proficiency at learning when they go on to another level.
Sure.
So, yeah, World War II is definitely something we love to discuss at the Barnes Review. It's one of the reasons we have the thousands of subscribers we have. People should, if I could plug it, it's barnesreview.org and americanfreepress.net. And American Free Press is a great partner in this type of effort. We disagree between our own organizations. One is for history.
Of course. That's what a true discourse is all about. There are people who will take a glance at some of the headlines, and I have the latest editions and others as well here, and they'll say, oh, well, they're pro-Nazi. Oh, well, they're this, or well, they're that. And they don't understand that really they have to read beyond the title. They have to read beyond the first paragraph. In fact, they have to read the entire thing in order to see whether or not they agree or disagree with the discourse. But the fact is, in so-called mainstream media, corrupt media today, you cannot get that viewpoint. You cannot access it. You cannot access the truth simply because it is one way. And this is what is called freedom. This is why Leninism, Stalinism, if you will, was responsible for organizing these groups that had the guns and their victims did not, and could get away with killing upwards of 166 million under communism in Russia and China. This is how they could get away with it. And they want to do it here. They aim to do it to us. Let's make no mistake about that, Paul.
I agree with you. And I will say about the publications I work for, they're not like professional wrestling. I've always thought that one of the reasons professional wrestling was so popular was people could go and they knew who the good guy was and they knew how the bad guy was. It was black and white. These issues have a lot of gray area, and we are prone to change our opinion as revisionist historians specifically as more information comes to light. How can you say you know what's happened when half of history is still buried under the earth? Mm-hmm. So I think that for me, and I'm more involved in the Barnes Review in an editorial aspect, that is the exciting thing about history, is that you never know what's going to happen. When I was a kid, I learned that history went back to the Sumerians, right? That was the first one. And then they discovered Göbekli Tepe in Anatolia. And suddenly, if you can believe the carbon dating, and I think I do, that suddenly our history was tripled. It was going back to 9,000 BC. And the things they were creating in 9,000 BC had to have been studied and created. The carving techniques, their solar knowledge, had to go back thousands of years before this. Man's history is going back so much further. But so easy to control history when you control the avenues of the message. And this is the same for the news, which is why I tell everybody, don't buy it. Do your own research. Right now they are trying to crush, just like the Soviet Union would have crushed any dissenting publications whatsoever, and how we do it here, how they are doing it here now, is to pressure credit card processors and pressure the credit card companies themselves, to pressure the PayPals, the Amazons, the Googles. Together, these companies are worth trillions of dollars. Yet one letter from one organization, say the Vaid Yeshem Holocaust Memorial Museum in Israel, or perhaps the World Jewish Congress, And they bend over like blades of grass in a mild wind. It's disappointing, dangerous, but also exciting in the fact that for us to survive, there's no other choice for us but to continue to try to tell what we see as the truth. And also in the news and in history, I encourage anybody who wanted to subscribe to these publications to look them up online. You may not be able to pay with a credit card right now, or you might be able to. I don't know. That's a whole different saga for a different day, the number of credit card companies and processors and alternative payments methods we went to. If I may tell you what one of the funny things we found out, it's all funny, but you got to have to laugh at this stuff, is we've rejected three times at American Free Press, though our credit is good and we have no debt. Anybody can get a credit card. It's the risk assessment unit that, as long as you got good credit, but it's the risk assessment managers who determine whether or not you should be given that credit card that you qualified for. We were rejected three times as a bad risk. And the reason was because we had been placed on the matched list. They gave us one of the books that the original credit card processor didn't like when he found out that we were selling a book by Michael Collins Piper he wrote years ago before his death called The Judas Coats. The Judas Coats explored the government manipulation of right-wing groups, the infiltration of them, the funding of, say, ultra-racist Klan groups by the Anti-Defamation League.
Right.
Well, they didn't really like the government aspect of this. I always figured the government was strong enough to stick up for itself, and it was just the Anti-Defamation Leagues and the Southern Poverty Law Centers of the world that just wanted to keep raking in the dough. But the government really didn't like that stuff. At any rate, finally, we got a credit card processor. We got through risk assessment and went to sign the paperwork. And I think that I won't say it was some place in Europe. The man calls us up who said he told us initially, I can get anybody a credit card. I can get Saddam Hussein a credit card, right? You know, his idea of a brutal dictator, we know differently. But he calls us up in a kind of a tizzy and says, I've never seen this before. This has never happened before. Neither one of you guys, me or my boss over at AFP, Chris Pether, could sign on this document because we were personally on this match list. Now, that is going too far. I don't make much money. I live in the middle of Virginia in a modest home. I got a wife and kids. I don't preach hate or intolerance. I had a black man speak at my wedding in Reed. I had a Jewish man as one of my groomsmen at the time. This was many years ago, and a good friend of mine. So it's obviously it's hard to make a case that I'm some type of a hater, but it don't really matter. Once you get in the system like that, that's what's going to happen. So we'll see how this whole thing goes. It is a battle, Rick, that you and me and John Stadtmiller and your guys over there at RBN and everybody around the country that are in the alternative media and those people who support us, because those people who support us are taking a little risk too. They are actually saying, we're siding with the truth. We're siding with investigation. We're not going to believe your garbage. And that
right.
in itself, as you
yeah,
mentioned.
You're right. You're right on. Let's continue to stand fast because, as you know, one with God is a majority, whether there's one of us left or not. He makes it a majority, and the enemy, the masses, will lose, most assuredly, those who reject him. All right, let's take a call here now. We're talking with Paul Angel, and appropriately named, maybe. Our number is 800-313-9443. Joe is first up. Hello, Joe. Come on up.
Hi, Ray.
Yes, Joe.
Hello, Ray.
Yeah,
Paul,
I can hear you. Sure, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, Paul. Paul, you were talking about history before, the destruction of history.
Yes.
Well, you see, the best history book of all is the scriptures. Very accurate. Very accurate if you do the datings, the histories, the kings. But it is it is his story.
Mm-hmm.
His, capital H-I-S, his story. One man and his family. All the way through, and those that they came in contact with. That's the real history. Now I'm going to read from the real history. I'm going to go all the way to the end of the book. And that's from the book of Revelation, chapter 19. And I saw the beast, 1919. And I saw the beast. The beast would be the one world system, which is very, very hard to fight against the four hidden dynasties therein. Very hard at this time to fight against it. And the kings of this earth. This is all the kings of the earth. If you read 17, 18, and 19, you'll see that they were all toasting the one world system. And the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him, capital H, that sat upon the horse and his army. That's the Heavenly Father and his army. Now, that takes a lot of nerve, but they're attempting to do that right now for those that have eyes to see. And that's the extent of this thing. My question to you, Paul, is with all the commotion and all the babble worldwide that's going on now, positive and negative, are all the kings of the earth in conjunction, and are they just orchestrating that they are at odds?
That's an interesting question. Now, we may have to break in a moment, Joe, so you can hang on. Let's see if we can begin before the commercial break. Go ahead, Paul.
My last name is Angel, but I have no idea, to be honest with you. I have been involved for 23 years in earthly matters. My mother was a parish secretary of her church for 25 years, and I was brought up as an Episcopalian. But I must admit that my own focus over the past has been the here and now, right now, and it would be very helpful if I had a greater scriptural background in it. But right now, survival is it, in my immediate concern, and that is really the success of the organizations that I work for. However, it doesn't mean that we wouldn't love to hear letters and articles from people who could really inform us better than I could about such a subject as whether we're in an end time or whether we're in a biblical time that could be comparative. I can only say this. What happened in the Bible is probably the lessons that have happened again and again and again throughout history. So I do believe that Scripture is a good place to turn for explanation of what has happened and is happening now.
All right. Hey, can you take a hold now? We'll come right back, folks. Stay with me, Rick Adams Uncensored, and we will be right back in just a few.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains suntein and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
back, folks, with our guest, Paul Angel. And I don't know, Joe, are you still there?
I'm still here, Rick.
Okay, did you have any further comments so we could take other calls?
Hey, Joe, well, maybe you can tell us what you think on that one.
And my question to you.
Yes, what do you think? Answer that. Follow-up, Joe.
I, after 35 years of study in the languages and in English, 35 years studying the prophets and the law, and seeing the signs in the heavens and the earth today, I honestly think that we, all the kings of the earth, are fully controlled. It's just it's like the king of Babylon when Daniel was taken captive. I don't know if you know the story, but all the religions of the world were taken in with Daniel into this captivity of King Nebuchadnezzar. They were all taken in. And I believe that we're in that same scenario today. All the religions have been taken in, and Daniel was part of that captivity. That's why I say we are fully controlled today worldwide. All countries are controlled worldwide. And there's absolutely nothing, nothing at all, that anyone can do about it humanly possible. Now, if you have a divine connection with the Father, now you can take the scriptures and war with the kings of the earth. It's the only way, Paul. It's the only way you're going to be able to war with this particular beast. It's too powerful to do it physically, humanly.
Yeah.
You've got to use the weapons of the scriptures.
You know, all you got to do today is look at the way the saber rattling is going on right now with Trump and with North Korea again, supposedly testing more missile technology, threatening the United States. Well, that's all fakery. I think we can all agree that's a lot of ruse over nothing, because we know that the United States, through Israel and others, made it possible for Red China to exist and for them to feed North Korea. So this is like, you know, it's like the four fingers and the thumb pointing back at us again. And now we're talking about working to invade Venezuela and sanctions now Mr. Trump has proposed on Venezuela. See the handwriting on the wall. This worldwide effort has many different cogs in the wheel, but essentially they're all walking in lockstep in this communitarian mode, you know, is what they're doing, is creating a whole new dialectic that we should come together, and the world should not come together. So that's my
point. And only those that take the mark of the beast will be able to eat.
All right, Joe, good interesting point.
Figuratively speaking.
Now, listen, thank you. Can you stay with us a little bit longer, Paul?
Sure.
Hang on. No problem. I want to have you answer a couple of more callers. You stay with us, folks. We'll be right back in hour number two, and Art will be standing by as well.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.